This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I wanted to welcome aboard a live broadcast from Breitbart News and our friend over there, Michael Roach. We appreciate your support. With that said, folks, let's start rocking the boat here. You guys hear the intro every day, 6 days a week. I'm a boat rocker. That was actually Vernon John. He was a prophet that preceded none other than Martin Luther King Jr. Before the Civil Rights Movement. He was a breaker. And if you take the time to read Micah 2:12, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Yesterday we talked about, well, some of the things we did in Arizona, in California, how we had these events, and every event that we did in California and or Arizona, we had representatives there. And it was interesting as to what began to bubble up out of my heart and come out of my mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, because I studied and showed myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What was interesting to note is I was asking the people if they were a principled people, because what we continuously run into is the fact that the people don't hate corruption in government. Think about this. The people really don't hate corruption in government. Unless there are righteous people born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. Again, the people don't hate corruption in government. They hate them that tell the truth concerning them that are corrupt in the government. Did you hear what I said? And the Bible tells us in Amos chapter 5, friends, that they hate him that rebuketh in the gate. Why? He's like the dog that barks, for a better way of saying it. Well, what are you talking about? Well, there's a parable of a man laying in bed. And his dog kept barking and barking and barking, and he didn't know why his dog was barking. So he went downstairs, and he reproved his dog. He took a paper and began to beat him over the top of the head in hopes that it would shut his dog up. The man goes back upstairs, goes to bed, and all of a sudden the dog starts barking again. Little did the man in bed know that someone is actually trying to break into his house. John 10:10. So he goes downstairs and, well, he takes another swipe at the dog. This time he used a broomstick in hopes that would shut the dog up. So after he beats his dog, he goes back upstairs and jumps into bed. And, well, everything should be good now that I beat that dog down. Again, little did he know that that dog was there to warn him of the impending danger. So the dog starts to bark again. Again, the man not knowing someone is trying to break into his house and take the man's life. The dog was being the man's best friend, but the man didn't like the barking. Sound familiar, America? Now, with that said, he goes downstairs, grabs his shotgun, and shoots the dog dead. Now he knows for sure he's going to have no more problems with that barking dog. Again, little did he know of the impending danger. The man went upstairs, went to bed. At length, the criminal broke in and took the man's life. Now, do you think we should be praising the dog barking, or do you think that we should be, well, taking a shotgun and taking him out? Allegorically, friends. That's exactly what we're doing here on this program 24/7. We're warning you of the impending danger. And again, let me reiterate the point. Isn't it interesting? The people don't hate corruption in government. They hate them that tell the truth concerning them that are corrupt in government. They hate those that tell the truth concerning those of their favorite politicians. Those that have their favorite jerseys on. Yesterday, I took the time that when we were in San Diego, when we were in Escondido, when we were in Glendale and then Payson, Arizona, when speaking to crowds, I began to ask the question, how many in this room are principled people? Because you need to understand something first and foremost. I am for the law, the laws of our constitutional republic, which is based upon the seedbed of God's Mosaic institution, namely through the Declaration of Independence. Read it when you get a moment so you can understand again by getting an education concerning that seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. And by the way, when you get a moment, also go to the Mayflower Compact, which precedes our forefathers' Declaration of Independence, because it does nothing but smack of the pulpit, and I love it. Well, we were talking about the fact that I'm for the law. And those that represent we the people, I'll hold to them as long as they uphold the laws found in our Constitution, the enumerated laws found in our Constitution. I'll stand with them all the way to the end if they actually uphold their sworn oaths with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the laws of our Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But I'll be the first one to stand against any of those that violate the smallest jot or tittle of any law that we have within our enumerated laws found in the Constitution. So I began to ask the people at large, are you a principled people? Yeah, we're principled. Great. I'm glad everybody's principled, because then this way you're not going to get mad at me when I begin to show you that your favorite politicians are not doing what they're saying that they promised that they would do through their sworn oaths, their oaths. You know, people need to take a little time, too, and consider that before I highlight what I'm going to highlight during the first half hour of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today, and then during the second segments, I'm going to talk about politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points, because if they did, their agendas would fall apart. Isn't it interesting that when you begin to understand that I'm not the one that signed the bill, but your favorite politicians are the ones that signed the bill, you should lay blame to those that are lying to you, not to those that are telling you the truth. In remembrance, friends, and in remembering that those that tell you the truth, that is not an act of hate, that's an act of love. And that, by the way, is a principled people. Scripture tells us, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Keep in mind, Judas, in Luke 22, verse 48, betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Again, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And politicians kiss the people all day long to the betrayal of those that they are to represent. And the people love them for it. They love them for it. So, as long as we're all a principled people, then guess what? You're not going to get mad at me. And I'm going to prove the point right after this break. Now, if you're principled, you're going to love me for telling you what I'm about to tell you. If you're not a principled people and you care more about your corrupt politician, your idol, that you think somehow is right no matter what he does, even when he's wrong, well, the fact of the matter is the point will be proven after the first couple minutes of the next segment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, for those that are watching right now, if you would like to go ahead and get one of these brand new t-shirts, it says, Resistance to Tyranny is Obedience to God. It just happens to be the national slogan. You can go ahead and check it out online. And we have Romans 12:21 there, which precedes Romans 13, an American's version, a backwards version, of uneducating the people that call themselves Christians in this country, and concerning our submission to government that God ordains. Well, listen, folks, if you want it in perspective, read Romans 12:21. It simply says that the church and the people in this country are to overcome evil with good. Again, that precedes Romans 13. Let's keep it into perspective. If you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. My Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over on Facebook and YouTube. The YouTube is the Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean. You can put in media as well. We have a couple hundred videos there for you as well, giving you answers to America's dilemma. America, if you want a short answer to America's dilemma, you want to know what the answer is. Show people first in the spiritual, Christ crucified, and in the natural, the price paid for their freedoms. That is the answer. That is the resolve concerning the younger generation in this country. If people understand the price paid for their freedoms, both spiritually and naturally, friends, first the spiritual, then the natural, friends, then you can understand 2 Corinthians 3:17. Do read it when you get a moment. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Acts 4:12. There's none other name among men whereby men might be saved. Read Philippians 2, verse 10, I believe it is. Read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Read John 14, 6. And the list goes on. Friends, we follow the Christ here because he is the great liberator. And do keep in mind as to what I highlighted yesterday on yesterday's broadcast, the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus, and the other one was appeal to heaven. He is the king. He is the one that established the law which keeps us free in this country today through the grace that is given unto us, where Christ fulfills that law. Read Matthew 5:17 as well when you get a moment. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about a principle of people and how people need to understand that if you're a principled people and you stand to principle, well, then guess what? We're going to be undividable. And as a matter of fact, when you read the Pledge of Allegiance, it says indivisible. That means undividable, friends. We're a union. Read your preambles in the United States of America. We're to be brought together in unity unto our Father, which is in heaven. But again, if you're principled, you're not going to get mad at me for what I'm about to share with you. Yesterday, I had shared with you that Donald Trump's promise to keep us out of the UN is nothing more than what he wants you to believe. Because what he says and what he does are two different stories. And by the way, again, friends, this is important for you to understand. National radio show hosts, friends of mine, are beginning to open their eyes as to what I've been warning about concerning this brand new administration. Wait a second. What he says and what he does are two different stories. Case in point. He appoints none other than Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education, okay, who joins the UN Education Indoctrination Agenda. Matter of fact, the headline goes as follows. DeVos signs onto globalist United Nations educational agenda. Grassroots parents call for her dismissal. Go ahead and check it out. Headlines on Breitbart. So I go on to the next point. Are we still principled here, or are you angry for me barking because I'm trying to warn you of the impending judgment, the impending dangers that are trying to get within your lives? Now, when I do this live, friends, which I did in California and Arizona, it's interesting because the response was a little different than what I suspected. They were beginning to be, well, disgusted concerning what they're being told and what's actually happening, because nobody likes to play anybody's fool, friends. And that's exactly what Donald Trump expects of his followers. His followers, okay? Did you know that Donald Trump also funded on September 28th, this just being last week of 2018, a minibus that funds Planned Parenthood, friends, a smaller version of the omnibus bill, okay, that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. Here's the headline for you, okay? This is CNS News. Their headline reads, Trump signs minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. Wait a second. On the campaign trail, he said he hated abortion. He was going to stop the funding of abortion. Nope, he's done just the exact opposite. Or what about this one? Concerning the first 500 days of his incumbency, the new administration and their initiatives are, well, they speak a lot louder than words do, let me tell you that. Headlines. Not coming for your guns since Parkland shooting. 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws. And by the way, under the majority of said Republican governors. Folks, I am for the law. Folks, across the land, people declare to me that they're principled. If you're principled, then you're going to stand with me concerning the law that's enforced against crime that causes us to remain a free people. Okay? And of course, I also shared, this all went back to the alleged shooting that took place, false flags over this entire scheme, friends. False flags all over this one. Concerning the Parkland shooting in Florida. The American people are still awaiting the footage of the reported massacre from over 70 video cameras, and it's still not been released. But we're supposed to just drink in the Kool-Aid, ask no questions, And if we dare ask any questions, then we are conspiracy theorists. Well, let me tell you something, friends. History teaches us, read Jeremiah 11:9. History teaches us that those that are calling conspirators theorists are in fact the ones attempting to give cover for those that are guilty of the conspiracy, like that of America. I did a show just a couple weeks ago exposing 33 conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories no more, friends. And over time, history always shows you who the guilty party is. America, do yourself a favor and listen the first time. Okay? And furthermore, concerning this alleged shooting at Parkland High School in Florida that everybody seems to have forgotten about because of the new distraction of the day, Kavanaugh. You're supposed to just believe that it's a closed case. They play the judge, the jury, and the executioner because now Nicholas Cruz is thrown in jail and everybody's supposed to believe whatever the lying media has to say about you, regardless of eyewitnesses, regardless of the footage that was taken concerning the eyewitnesses that were hanging out with Nicholas Cage during this alleged shooting. And then even going over to the teacher that declared that she thought it was a police officer that was doing the shooting in that public school. We're not going to know until the footage is released. In America, do yourself a favor and ask questions concerning every one of these alleged massacres that take place. Parkland High School, the Mandalay Bay, we were just out there last weekend in that area, friends, talking to those that are from Las Vegas. They don't believe a thing that the media has said about that shooting that took place there at Mandalay Bay. And nobody's buying it, friends, and they shouldn't be buying it. Question those that are to represent we the people. Question them. You gave them the authority to be there, friends. Listen to me. They're not your authority. They are there to serve you and your laws. When the American people begin to call them the authorities, wait a second. Yep, I understand how you're taking that. But they receive their delegated powers from the consent of we the people, the governed. But it doesn't mean they trample the law and those that they serve cannot ask questions. No, ask questions. Because you'll find over and over like that of Mandalay Bay, Parkland shooting, and the list goes on, friends. September 11th, the narratives are constantly changing by the corporate-owned media, the CIA-controlled media. Why wouldn't you ask questions? But with that aside, if you remember right, Donald Trump said, forget due process. Right? And then now we have over, 26 states passing 55 gun control laws. And I want you to listen to this carefully as well. Do you understand that these gun control laws, friends, are aimed at gun owners, not at the guilty? So in other words, when you folks... You gun owners, you law abiders, you are literally being accused by every administration that attempts to pass more gun control laws against you, the law abider, by blaming you for the crimes of the guilty themselves. Whoa, that's like craziness, isn't it? It's like going through the TSA. You're a suspected terrorist. They are illegally putting their hands on you. Who's doing that, friends? Your said government. But they only do whatever you let them get away with. We'll be right back.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Saturday, a final vote will be held for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Republican Senator John Thune is a yes vote. He explains what happens now between the vote that was held earlier on Friday.
Well, right now we're in what we call in the Senate post-cloture debate. And so the clock runs. It's 30 hours of post-cloture debate. At the conclusion of that time, you would have the final vote. Time can be yielded back. We don't expect the Democrats to want to do that. But we will know one way or the other for sure, for certain, by tomorrow afternoon whether or not Judge Kavanaugh is going on the Supreme Court. And we feel really good about the vote this morning, and that makes us optimistic with respect to the vote that we're going to have tomorrow.
The U.S. economy added 134,000 jobs in September. Now, that is well below analysts' expectations, although the unemployment rate did fall to 3.7%. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Ah, interesting. Oh, by the way, I needed to make another point. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. I needed to make another point concerning Parkland High School because I just dug up some information today, on to the topic of which everybody's been diverted away from. Again, folks, you have a 3-day time span. You know, kids, they're changing their thought patterns every 7 seconds. Yours are set on every 3 days. And it's the three-day nation. So Parkland High School went off for a couple days. It was forgotten about right away because people wanted something new to feed on. People wanted something else to be entertained by out of their freedoms. Well, I'm not that guy. I want to keep going back. See, if you deal with the issue during the time, then we don't have to turn around and deal with it later on. You know, that speedy trial that the Bill of Rights talks about, that's what we need to get back to. But it was interesting concerning the false flags, and it was interesting concerning George Soros and Valerie Jarrett, how they were linked to David Hogg, wasn't it? Do you remember when David Hogg first just came out of the woodwork, nobody knew who he was? I mean, the kid's literally hated by a majority of the American people, and he's doing it unto himself. But wasn't it kind of bizarre to you, because it was to most Americans, that all eyes and all ears were on David Hogg? And that was hand-delivered over to him by the corporate-owned media. And do you remember how it was fast-tracked to a CNN's led unconstitutional gun debate just a couple days later? And nobody had the facts? And shortly thereafter, an anti-gun protest called March for Our Lives, going back to being a principled people. It wasn't it interesting that March for Our Lives permits were acquired for months before any alleged shooting took place? And I also needed to highlight this, friends, to show you that the revisionists are at work again. The media is at work again, attempting to use their fact-checkers, like Snopes, who is CIA-controlled, friends, and other fact-checkers, checking fact-checkers. Folks, they don't know how to tell the truth. Well, the problem that we're having is they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. But I went to the fact checker that was trying to deny the fact that the permits were applied for months before March for Our Lives. And this was their feeble attempt into watering down the truth. They said, question, was a permit application for the March for Our Lives rally filed several months before the events on March 24th? The answer, they said, the fact checker said no. Well, let me tell you this, friends. We have the letter. And folks, the ACLU, other organizations, folks, they don't know how to tell the truth. John 8:44. And I want to show you their feeble attempt. This is what they said in reply to someone asking the question. Well, listen, I heard that permit applications for the March for Our Lives rally were filed several months before. They said no. And they want you to believe what they're saying rather than to do your own due diligence. They said a Washington, this is their excuse, a Washington, D.C. police officer erroneously used that language in an email exchange. Officials say the permits were requested in late February. That is not true. That is untrue. I have the letter. And the letter exposes them for the liars that they are once again. But these are your fact checkers today, friends. That's another show. What's important for you to know, that is if you're still principled, that was the very weekend, the March for Our Lives weekend, that Donald Trump decided to sign under national security a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that literally funds America's avowed enemies, which, by the way, again, was teed up by none other than foreigner Barack Hussein Obama and Judas Paul Ryan on December 16th of 2015. Man, it's amazing. Oh, Bradley, come on, dude. Come on. Now, we're connecting the dots here, friends. Come on, Bradley, this is just too much. Did they really do this? Yes. Do you remember what Roosevelt said in the 30s? Nothing happens in politics until it's first or unless it's first planned? Of course. Remember how I was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump just signed this minibus bill concerning Planned Parenthood and funding them? That was all signed under the Kavanaugh distraction. Hey, folks, whenever the media is giving you the big news, you need to pay attention to what they're not showing you, what they're attempting to distract you from. Period. Period. So hopefully everybody's still principled with me. Hopefully everybody's still for the law here, right? And then I went on when I was in California, just highlighting yesterday's show, friends, and what I talked about in California and Arizona concerning the wall that was promised to them. And I shared with them how, you know, you were sold the bill of goods on the campaign trail with Donald Trump. And I said, what's interesting to note about that is it went from $4 billion to $25. But, folks, several times in between, you can watch online the video of Donald Trump himself being interviewed where it was changed from 4 to 5 to 6 to 8 to 10 to 12, then to $25 billion. You can watch him change his conversation from Mexico's going to pay for the wall to now America's going to pay for the wall and Mexico's going to repay us back. Folks, people on the road seeing firsthand were disgusted, let down. They became principled when they began to listen to the information concerning the current administration. And I say this, friends, across the boards, I know that there is some that, because now they have a relationship with Donald Trump and the president gets on the phone with him every once in a while, these little men, that their heads are now blown up because they can't handle it. And folks, what am I trying to say? I don't care who the president is. He still represents we the people. He still represents the law. And that's not what's happening here. yesterday I was given a phone call from a friend in Michigan who had told me that he was listening to a friend of mine out of Florida who has a national radio show as well. And he was a pro-Trumpite to the max, totally pro-Trump. And he said, Bradley, I listened to his podcast yesterday, and he said, oh, my goodness. He said, did he tear him apart? This other national radio show host, who's now doing his job, said, America, you're being betrayed by this current administration. America, I've been telling you this since day one. And I don't care if I was the only guy doing it or not. That's not the point. The point is if we would just look to Scripture to understand where we're at in time, I've already told you. I've been telling you for 17 years. And here's the kicker. I'm right. I'm right because I'm pointing my finger back to the Word of God saying, this is what He said, and when you line it up with history, keep in mind who wrote history, his dash story. We can always revert back to the Word of God to understand where things are at because we'll always get the right answer every single time. And I don't understand how people didn't catch it the first 43 seconds of Donald Trump's victory speech when he said that we owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Folks, wasn't it August 12th of this year where another girl that was investigating the Clintons was found dead in her room in Washington, D.C.? She just reported to the FBI, and those self-proclaimed said authorities, shared with them the information that she found out on the Clintons, and for some reason or another, all of a sudden they're dead. Understand, folks, what's going on. Because we're finding that these said authorities, as they call themselves, are not there to protect us from them. They're there to protect them and their crimes from we the people. But if I can't help you with that, friends, I don't know what to say. But if you're a principled people, you should understand what I am saying. Matter of fact, Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. See, what happens when we're unprincipled? This is what happens. Destruction ensues. But let me give you a positive to my 90% law, 10% grace. Going back to Theodore Roosevelt, love him or hate him, he was right. He said patriotism means to stand by the country. It doesn't mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. Then he goes on and says, it is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Wow, America. Wow. That's a lesson within itself. It's a biblical lesson. He's also the guy that said the Bible is worth more than any college degree. Of course it is, because everything's premised and predicated upon that. God is the presupposition of everything that we talk about. You know, it's also interesting to note that, as promised, politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points because their agenda then would soon fall apart. And what am I talking about? Well, do you remember what George Orwell said? Talking of a branch off the same topic here. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. It's a created conversation. I need to slow down and roll back just a minute because this is coming to me right now and I want to share it with you. I was just highlighting the fact that there are so many out there that are caught up. This is just the funniest thing. They're caught up into the very talking points. They say they don't. I got to reiterate this again, America. But 94% of the American people don't believe the corporate-owned media, the CIA-controlled media. But you look at their articles, that's all they're doing is talking about the bone that's been thrown to them. How does that work? We're going to come right back to that, and we're going to get back to these talking points concerning politicians. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so let's get back to this point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, final segment. I was just talking about, during the last segment, how there are so many out there that are just Trumpites. And when you look at the evidence, and what's interesting, on their sites, folks, they'll do nothing but give you their talking points. They'll give you Trump's talking points, his administration's talking points. But they won't show you. For example, I just seen one of these websites the other day. Just everything is pro-Trump. He can do no wrong. And they, what they do is they close their eyes or they put a finger on one of their eyeballs so they don't have to see the truth of the matter. I say so often, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They don't want to be wrong about the content that they've been sharing with the American people. Well, I want to tell you something. Those that are Trumpites to no end and they're unprincipled, I'm telling you right now, be careful. Big time. Because again, what's happening here is, one thing is said and the opposite is done. And I just gave you the tip of the iceberg here concerning Donald Trump. And again, I'm going to be doing a piece on these false prophets soon enough, and I'll give you a scripture. I'll lay the straight stick next to the crooked one so you can understand for yourself. If you're willing and you have a love for the truth, friends, there's no denying what's going on here. And nor do I want to deny what's going on here. I want to take responsibility and deal with the issues at hand. But there are some guys out there that are just all pro-Trumpite. And they fall for everything. And they don't realize that Donald Trump is using them as a useful idiot to push forth his agenda. And so are the false prophets. And there's a couple of them. And by the way, once I write this out, I'm going to kick it out. I mean, I'm tired of this one individual, namely. That is just so backwards. It's like, dude, we tried to get him on the radio, and of course he wouldn't get on the radio. And the reason he wouldn't get on the radio is the same reason these people that I'm going to highlight in just a moment don't want to get on the radio. Because nobody cares for their opinion. Nobody cares about what they would like to see without an effort made to make it happen. Because what, once we make reference to what is written, it always tells us what the deal is and what the process is. Matter of fact, let me say it this way. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7. It also tells us in the book of Acts that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Okay, let me take that to Hudson Taylor, who is a missionary to China. He said, every act and every move of God is first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. That's exactly right. You know where people stop? When it's difficult. See? Well, they say, well, you know, I believe what the Word of God says. It's impossible to man, but I do believe what the Word of God says. And then all of a sudden, they have to begin to pick up the burden and go through the process. That's where 99% of the people stop right there. And they never see it done. And then what they do is they have the audacity to get mad at God because they go to church every week and listen to some hireling who cares more about the money than he does the Word of God. So instead of taking responsibility, they want to point their finger back at God. You better be careful with that. You better meet your judge on different terms, friends, in a big way. Okay? So anyways, I said that. I will put a little salt on your tongue concerning the next topic, which will be tomorrow. We got about 7 minutes left. Politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points. And let me say this, neither do the conservatives that don't want the truth. Okay? They don't believe the media, but that's all they do is report on what the media that they don't believe in has to say. And the reason they do that is because they don't want their agenda to fall apart, so they stick to the script. George Orwell said political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. Speaking of people that don't want to jump on the radio, and I'm going to reiterate this tomorrow as well, Cory Booker. Watched a video of him just the other day. He's a clown. With all respect to our laws, friends, all respect to those that, again, fought, bled, and died to give us what we have, first the Christ on Calvary, and the hundreds of thousands that have fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants that Americans are now accepting. This guy is a joke. He's dangerous. But I watched him on this video, Cory Booker, and you know what he's doing? He's sitting there talking about our democracy this and our democracy that and our democracy this and our democracy that. No wonder why he doesn't want to get on the radio show, because the first thing I'll say to him is, wait a second, Cory, brother from another mother, I got a question for you. Since when did we become a democracy? Hey, avoid that Bradley Dean dude. I don't want anybody ever to ask me to be on that guy's show again. I don't know why, because we've had reps on the radio show. And you know what they say when we bring up constitutional issues? We had one guy in particular say, well, you know, you guys would know more about that. You guys are more apt to know that than I would. Wait a second. You're running for a representative position and we would know more about that? Well, we should all know more about that, but he should be equal in the knowing. Should he not? Yes, he should. And it was interesting concerning this one that's in mind right now, how he had all the talking points from the communists that are behind this totalitarian push to basically snuff out conservatives and Christians and patriots. He knew all their talking points, and then when we confronted him on those talking points, guess what? He was lost. He sounded like a kid that was standing there completely naked, completely dirty, and he didn't know where to go. He was looking for his mama to come pick him up. Nancy Pelosi, same thing. Al Franken, same thing. The joke was on you in Minnesota. Keith Ellison, the same thing. Keith talks about how radical Bradley Dean is to the Daily Beast. Well, Keith, you know, I'm not the one that's been alleged that I've been beating up on my girlfriend. I'm sorry, girlfriends. I'm not the one that put my hand on the Quran, foreign to the United States, antithetical to the United States, in direct contrast to the governing laws of the United States of America, attempting to usurp and undermine by attempting to implement Sharia law, by advocating anything and everything that works against we the people and our God-given freedoms. If I'm radical, then so be it. Guilty as charged. You know, but those that advocate murder, those that advocate homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, those that advocate crimes against we the people with fire, the difference is we have a heavenly Father that will fight on our behalf. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But we need to act and trust. Do all that we can do and expect results from God. And we get them every single time. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but it's got to first stand up and fight. But again, the list goes on concerning those that have refused to be on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And the reason that they don't want to get on the show is because they know that their talking points are not going to fly on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Those that listen to us daily across the country, when we are in Arizona, how many listen to Sons of Liberty? The hands go up. When we are in California, how many listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio? The hands go up. There's a lot of people listening. You got us as the number two radio show right now out of 87 radio shows. Well, why don't people call in? Because there's nothing to debate. When the law comes in, the debate is shut down, and corrupt politicians know this. And furthermore, this is why they continuously only, friends, keep this in mind, this is why CNN and Fox News and ABC and CBS and MSNBC and the list goes on, this is why you see Cory Booker and Nancy Pelosi and Al Franken and Maxine Waters and Keith Ellison and Chuck Schumer. They're safe on those networks, because they know that those useful idiots that are called journalists, that the people have accepted to be journalists, are doing their job by lying to the people, betraying the people, not telling the truth to the people. They know that those useful idiots are in cahoots with corrupt politicians, and they know that they're going to stick to the same talking points. It's easy to do. When I was in California, I got one more minute. There was a guy that was running for office. There was a cool guy. He was a veteran, and I respected him as so far as I could. And then he started talking about the left and the right paradigm and the Democrats versus the Republicans and using all the same talking points by the media that they decry as a bunch of liars. And I got up there and I just said, you know, folks, you got a politician up here talking about the same things that you're complaining about. You're sick and tired of the establishment, but yet you continuously listen to the same people recycle the same political language that's been created to dummy down the American people. And here you have another one doing the same thing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just telling you what he has learned from the CIA-controlled media. And again, they stay there, they're safe. And that's why these people, in many cases, either you're going to love me or you're going to hate me. That's just how it is. There is no in-between. But I do want to tell you this. I'm not going to be moved because I'm not looking for the approbation of men. I'm looking for the approbation of the Spirit of God, because the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth, not the lie, period. We're going to pick this up again. Politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points. Why? Because their agenda would fall apart if they did. We'll get into greater specificity tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.